Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today, the focus is going to be on the causes of depression. And when you initially say it, it's like, obviously there's some things that come to mind immediately.
Yeah, like, we don't know what causes it.
Right. Like, well, that's true. But you know, something bad happened, I get depressed.
But it's true. But here we run into that, is it sadness or is it depression?
Right.
Okay,
right,
so,
exactly.
And this is where we once again run into that problem, because when we talk about causes of depression, any environmental event that makes you sad is one thing.
Right.
There are environmental events that can trigger depression.
Right.
Okay, but those are different from environmental events that trigger grief or sadness.
Right, and oftentimes those things that trigger, those environmental things that can trigger an actual depressive episode, in those situations, there's usually some of these other things going on too.
Correct. Some other risk factors or something else going on. Right.
So.
And also, we don't really know what causes most of the mental disorders that we diagnose.
Absolutely.
Okay. Whether it's anxiety, depression, substance abuse.
I mean, if we knew, we would fix it.
Right. We know there's something about the brain.
Right.
But it's only been in the last three decades, that we've been able to access the brain except through autopsy studies.
Right.
Okay, and so it's neurosciences are emerging when it comes to mental illness.
Right.
And so for all of these mental disorders that we've been talking about, it's very tenuous to talk about causes.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
a very, very, it always makes me uneasy when we talk about causes, because it's mostly correlates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people are at risk. It's about risk factors, you know. And so when we talk about depression, one of the things we do is a thorough family history, because does it exist in your family?
Mm-hmm.
Because that places you at risk. So there are certain things that correlate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very tricky business to talk about the cause of these mental disorders.
Right, absolutely.
And depression is no exception.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna focus though on our typical biopsychosocial
type
of model.
Right.
As you said, that there are some biological aspects to it.
Right.
We know, you know, this depression and the mood disorders in general are sort of some of the main areas in which people will immediately go to, oh, it's a chemical imbalance.
Right, that's right.
There are chemicals involved. There are neurochemicals involved. There are, you know, hormones and things like that that are implicated in depression and raise concern for depression. But, you know, typically speaking, you know, it's not a chemical imbalance to the point where you can draw some blood and look at it that way.
That's right. And people talk about a chemical imbalance as though we really know what it is.
Right.
And even if we know that a particular neurotransmitter might be low, it's still not a cause.
Right.
Okay. But people talk about it as though we have a very solid understanding of this, and we really don't.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So there are some chemical differences. The neurotransmitters often implicated in the mood-related disorders, including depression, are like serotonin and norepinephrine.
Right.
Those are neurotransmitters that are heavily implicated.
Right.
And you can tell that by the medications that are being used for the treatment of depression. And they typically focus on those two, serotonin and norepinephrine.
One way or the other.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We know that there are hormones related, because we know that when individuals have problems with particular glands or hormone levels, then they are at increased risk for depression. People who have hypothyroidism, for example, are at elevated risk for depressive symptoms.
Right. Yeah, there are a whole list of endocrine problems, you know. So when we talk about chemical causes, we talk about neurotransmitter, mm-hmm. brain chemicals, but then we talk about the endocrine system outside the brain,
right.
And that would be the thyroid gland and the adrenal glands,
right.
Both of which have been implicated mm-hmm. in elevated incidence of depression.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So the thyroid gland, for example, hypothyroidism mm-hmm. has been associated with depression, but
right.
so too is hyperthyroidism.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Too much or too little can be a problem.
Right.
Okay. So, but the endocrine system seems to be implicated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. And there's also, this research really isn't as far along, but talking about structural brain differences,
right. That's right.
Again, sticking with the biological part right now, structural differences in the brain. But that research, again, is not at all at a point where it's diagnostic.
No.
It's just people with depression tend to have slightly different ratios
right.
in certain brain regions.
That's right. There was a study reported recently, I think it was in 2017 or 2018, about fMRI,
right.
using fMRI to diagnose different types of depression.
Right.
But this is really in its infancy.
Right.
And again, it's not, you can't put somebody in an fMRI machine and say, okay, you have it or you have mm-hmm. this type. These are large group
right.
differences, and
right.
so it's a research tool, not a diagnostic tool.
Right, and yeah. and the final biological piece would have to do with genes, genetics.
That's right.
There is a heritability, mm-hmm. increased heritability,
right.
when it comes to the prevalence of, or one's risk of developing depression. If you
right.
have a very close family member with major depressive disorder,
mm-hmm.
you are at elevated risk for developing the disorder yourself.
Right, right. And then we know that there's a strong correlation with chronic illness. We talked about that yesterday,
right.
you know, where people who have chronic illness tend to have higher rates of depression. It's not that the chronic illness causes depression,
right.
but people with chronic illness tend to have higher rates
right.
of depression, obviously. People who live in chronic pain,
mm-hmm.
not surprisingly, have higher rates of depression.
Right, right. And that goes back to the hormones.
That's right.
Because when you're in chronic pain or have a chronic illness, you have higher cortisol levels, higher
mm-hmm.
Activation of your adrenal glands and things like that, and that's going yeah. to increase your risk for depression. So.
Now, at the beginning of this discussion, you mentioned you used the term biopsychosocial,
mm-hmm.
and I think of with all of these disorders, I think a good rule of thumb for anybody interested in them is think of these disorders as having these three components:
mm-hmm.
a biological component, a psychological component, and an environment. When we say social, we mean environmental.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we look for explanations, we look for biological explanations, and those would be illness or heritability. We look for psychological, which would be your temperament. How
right.
how resilient are you? How
right.
psychologically strong are you? Because
mm-hmm.
different people have different tolerance levels.
Right.
And then the third is the environmental, and those would be things like trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And while all of us have the ability to withstand some trauma, if it's severe, either abuse or neglect, it can trigger the biological.
Right.
Okay. And that's what you have to remember, is that the biological is there. You have a genetic predisposition,
mm-hmm.
but the genes may not turn on.
Right.
They may not click on. But if you have trauma,
mm-hmm.
it may turn the genes on.
Right.
Okay, so you have to think of these three things. It's a dynamic relationship among the three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so think in terms of biological, personality, and environment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that biopsychosocial, psychological, personality, temperament, those things, and social. There's things that happen in your environment that can. We've talked before about people who were raised in high
mm-hmm.
stress, dangerous areas. They're at elevated risk, increased risk for developing
that's right.
Mood disorders, just like they would be, anxiety related disorders and things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Right.
So later on this week, when we get into the treatments, we're going to talk about some of these areas that
mm-hmm.
Increase one's risk for depression, and talk about how we would be treating in those areas. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
Very good. So, this was about causes, huh?
Right.
It's always difficult talking about causes.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the disorder is, we always have the same We all, not you and I, in our business, we all have the same problem when we talk about causes for these things. It's very difficult to isolate. But I like the biopsychosocial approach.
Right.
I think that's the most reasonable and cogent explanation.
Absolutely so. All right, that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.
Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.